This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about this hour. Many people have told me, I think there's been about 18, and that's just in texts and emails. 18 of you were, like, in line to get a COVID test, or were going to get a COVID test. You decided not to. Somehow your information was put through, but you didn't get the test. Yet you got the results a week later that said you were positive for COVID. How are tests being done using ESP? Okay, we need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how mosquitoes are getting on everybody's nerves, you know, and because, you know, malaria and Zika and all sorts of stuff that mosquitoes, West Nile, and, you know, mosquitoes, you know, are insect vectors that will transmit disease. But what's been happening with the mosquitoes is because we've been so busy with COVID, we haven't really been doing all the mosquito research and studies and seeing if we're dealing with another Zika outbreak or whatever. So mosquitoes are kind of finding themselves to kind of have open season. So we'll talk about what that means. We're also going to talk about Trump. Trump's numbers have been kind of dropping according to polls, even though you have a lot of the country saying, you know, we like him, where are these polls coming from? But, you know, there's been some things that, you know, he's done that, you know, has possibly, you know, not been the best optics in terms of politics. So we'll see how he's kind of doing with that. And we'll try to get your questions, your calls. But got a busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think it was yesterday or the day before, the city of Berkeley in Northern California has decided to move forward with doing away with traffic cops and having unarmed municipal workers taking over that function. Now, if any of you have ever been a traffic cop, I haven't been a traffic cop, but having had family members who were police officers and stuff, that's, traffic cops are one of the most dangerous parts of the job. You know, if you're put on traffic duty and patrol, you know, it's not easy. It's definitely not cakewalk. And it's a very, very scary time, and a lot of dangerous things happen. Many people think it's dangerous for them in the car. Many cops think it's dangerous for them because they can just come up to a car randomly and get shot, as we've seen. I think we've had about 15 cop deaths from traffic stops thus far this year, and as well as cars just swerving, not paying attention, and going, oh, I didn't see you there. And so there's an art to being a traffic cop. I appreciate this art because I've met many traffic cops in my days. I've even been given autographs by many traffic cops. I have received numerous upon numerous upon numerous, too numerous to count, traffic tickets. So, in fact, I think I've been around traffic cops more than my immediate family, if you really kind of look for minute per minute. And so I was driving yesterday, and I was trying to keep this speed limit, you know, because I want to follow the rules. But, you know, I do. I follow the rules except for noticing the speed limit sometimes, okay? I'm a very, very good girl for the most part. And there were traffic cops all over the place. And I'm thinking to myself, they need money. You know, maybe, you know, there's quote-unquote quotas. Or maybe it's because we've had some pretty bad accidents. We just had somebody who was driving at about 121 miles an hour. I think she was under the influence. And her kid got ejected from the car and died. So we're definitely seeing a stepped-up police presence. Why? Because that's what the community wants. The community doesn't want people killing their kids, people killing each other, driving like maniacs. And when people don't think there is a police presence, they go a little crazy. I noticed some of you guys drive in my neck of the woods during the shutdown. It was open freeways. There's some sections where I live where the freeway really, really stinks. you know, like around where the I-15 and the 215 meet, or the 95. 95 is sometimes just a cluster, and there's like traffic all the time. And all of a sudden, you have half the state on shutdown. People are speeding where they never get to speed. There's just something so liberating about having open a highway. I love open highway. In fact, if you said, would I rather be camping? Would I rather be in the ocean? Would I rather be on open highway? Even three. Honestly, I love open highway. I love open highway almost as much as Disneyland. That's how much I love open highway. So, you know, people are taking advantage. So my question to you guys is, as states and governors and state officials are being given pressure to defund the police, one move that we might see happen is we have police not involved in certain sectors or in certain quote-unquote crimes. And do you think an unarmed municipal worker pulling you over and saying, can you please slow down? Please slow down. Will that work? Now, if somebody did, I'd be like, oh, absolutely. Oh, my God, absolutely. Meanwhile, I'm like, okay, I'm in a hurry. Slowing down is really, really important. You know, and I'm like, I know, I get you. And then I'd be like, oh, my God. And I'd be like, if I'm not going to get a ticket, let me just move. So I don't know if it would work for me, you know, especially since I really look forward to seeing the cops. I'm just like, oh, my God, hi. I mean, you know, I don't have that many more years left where I'm going to get a smile back from a cop. So I, you know, I kind of want to just milk being able to flirt with cops just a little while longer. However, it is a very dangerous on multiple different counts. You know, what the unfortunate world we live in right now where, I don't think it's safe for municipal workers to be there. I don't think that's the type of reform that needs to be done. That's just my personal opinions. But we want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as more and more movement comes to quote-unquote defund police or shift money, I'm going to tell you right now, whether it's a on-purpose defund the police or it's a budget cut, you know, because less taxes were paid and people are out of work, we are going to see, unfortunately, less money go to education, go to healthcare, go to law enforcement, less money across the board. And so, you know, we're going to then see trials of things being done. Well, Chaz Chop in Seattle was a trial. It was a scientific experiment. Let's see what happens when people police their own neighborhood. Well, it was a cluster. So I'm a little worried that this change to unarmed municipal workers will be a cluster as well. 1-877-DOCDALI. Go ahead. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Doggy Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Let's get this one Facebook Live. Apparently, you guys like to watch us online, which is really, really cool. So we'll get this Facebook Live. All right, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. Oh, my God, I haven't got to work with Brad in a long time. Dee! Love you, Brad. Oh, man. Brad also helped me make the top 100 in Talkers Magazine. So big thanks to Brad, too. I know I gave a lot of love to Jason and Daniel. Oh, and Kyle. Kyle gets a big kiss. If you guys have ever met Kyle, Kyle really loves kisses. And he really loves hugs. So if any of you guys meet Kyle, got to give him the biggest, juiciest kiss. We also got Nate over there. So we got a lot of guys at the GCN crew that really need lots of we can't with COVID now. Now we can't do smoochies. But there's a lot of people that need lots of little smoochies and kissies. I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to do that because technically, you know, I'm showing love. I'm allowed to appreciate people. Big thanks to you all for tuning in, and please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't like conspiracies. I can't stand conspiracies. When I hear people say, oh, COVID is a lie and COVID is fake and people are just, you know, randomly screwing around with numbers. I don't like, as a doctor, to hear those things because I don't want people losing confidence in the tests. Well, apparently it doesn't matter what I'm doing or how I'm trying to instill confidence. There's some real BS going on. And there have been multiple, like I said, I could count 18, and there might be more. 18 different people have approached me, say, look, I'm not lying. Do you know why this happened? And they're not trying to perpetuate a theory or myth. They just want answers. How they are getting positive tests when they didn't even take the test. Now, obviously, their name got into the system somehow. But some might have even left, some might have left the line, some might have given a family member's name, saying, you know, these are family members that need to be tested or something. But somehow, people who never even got tested, didn't get that swab shoved all the way up their nose, and trust me, you would remember. Okay, this isn't a case of, you know, dementia, where, oh, you know, I forgot that that happened to me a few days ago. We are talking, these are young individuals who are like, I would know if somebody stuck something up my nose. Okay, it's not like you could roofie and get this done. This is something that there's no amnesia surrounding it. And there's positive tests. Now, some of you might say, who cares? Dr. Dolly, who cares? Okay, you know, we know people are dying in the hospital. We know there's you know, ICUs that are slammed. There's going to be some screw-ups. Who cares? The problem is as a doctor, I get that, you know, and I'm always going to be on the side of medical experts and my medical board. And, you know, I'm a physician and I'm supposed to represent, you know, the medical minds of my community. But I see such stress and such fear of these small businesses needing to close. And I'm so on edge myself seeing that fear. I mean, God forbid we have another closure. You know, me and my family are going to be fine. I'm not worried about us. But when you see the desperation where the whole family business is in that retail store or in that salon, you know, and you know, for nails or whatever, there's some real fear. You know, I went to one of my favorite salons, Luxury Nails on Tropicana. Awesome. They have done everything right when it comes to the masks. They have the shields. They have plastic. They only allow one or two people in the whole entire store. They are taking massive losses for us to feel safe. And they do a great job. I love my nails. Thank you, Luxury, on Tropicana in Grand Canyon. But if there's another shutdown, even them, you know, operating, you know, so sparsely to, they turn people away so they look, they follow the rules. If anything happens, I mean, how do these places stay alive? So, yeah, as a doctor, I'm like, look, overall, guys, just look at the hospital numbers, look at people in the ICU. But you can't do that when you have the majority of people out there going, please, for the love of the Lord, stop the media from talking about all these positivity rates if the positivity rates are misleading. There's a meme where somebody added like 208 and, you know, 209. And they were adding the COVID cases. So 208 plus 209 should be 417. Instead, it was 4417. So they were kind of making a joke that anybody could be kind of screwing around with these numbers and there's no checks and balances. And so, you know, we were talking about Donald Trump and how, you know, the polls are saying his numbers are dropping, just like the polls did with him and Hillary. So I don't really know how I could believe in these polls. I have to admit, I don't get polled. You know, when people call me on my phone and I'm in the potty, I'm like, I'm trying to go potty, you know, and I hang up. You know, where it's dinner time, I go, look, it's dinner, you know, no, and I get scam calls all the time. And I would love to participate in a poll, which is I get asked about my underwear size. I get asked about, you know, do I need Botox? I get asked, so I always get calls from Laughlin, Nevada. Laughlin, Nevada is one of the coolest cities. But when I get a call from Laughlin, Nevada, I'm like, oh gosh, is that spam? So I haven't been polled. So, you know, how many people are really giving their honest opinion, you know, being either as an independent, being either neutral, being, look, I like this person for this, I like this person for this. I don't think we're getting it. You know, I think we're getting people saying, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the polls. But one very unpopular move that Donald Trump had recently made, among some of his other unpopular moves, such as like the, you know, foreign students, where if your college is only doing online classes and there's not going to be any reason for them to be on campus and there's no reason for them to be still in America, they could go back home to their family. That wasn't very, very popular. That was kind of a little bit of a shock, and he rescinded that. And again, it was kind of a move to kind of push colleges to reopen. And, you know, a lot of us doctors are like, you know, I don't know if that's the best way to handle that. I think there's other approaches. You know, there's other incentives I think we could do for colleges, which we'll talk about later, probably this month. But in terms of, all right, CDC is not going to get the numbers. The HHS will. I get why they did that. There's a lot of people crying foul, going, okay, somebody needs to explain the numbers better. Somebody needs to tell us really, you know, are these heart attacks really COVID-induced heart attacks, or are they people that had heart attacks, because people have heart attacks, and they just happen to test positive for COVID? So I get how you need a checks and balances on the CDC. I just wouldn't have shifted everything out of the CDC to HHS. I would have had both entities start getting the numbers. And you could tell within 24 hours if something screwy is going on. Because of everybody sending the numbers, right? Yeah. And CCing HHS, when they CC the CDC, or fill out both forms at the same time, you should get the exact same results. There should be very little discrepancy. So that's what I would suggest, which hasn't been done. So now what are we hearing? Well, we're also hearing that we're hearing people might get a positive test and work tells them they can't go back to work. My friend Sherry just wrote me about this, and I've heard this numerous times where somebody at work, right, one of your family members tests positive, you know, so they can't go back to work and they have no symptoms until they're negative. Meanwhile, you have people who are actually sick falling over themselves, coughing and sneezing and fever and body aches, and they don't test positive. And you have people saying, look, you know, I had a positive test. I tested negative once, and then I test positive again, and then I test negative again. How accurate are these tests? And so I'm starting to feel that these tests are being less and less accurate. I'm also hearing rumors that the antibody test could be a little off. Now, your antibody test should be a pretty exact science because your antibodies are produced in pretty predictable times. So if they're going to run an IgG antibody test for COVID, and it's been roughly a few weeks to a month, we're going to start seeing IgG antibodies. If you get your antibody test a week after exposure, don't expect the IgG antibody. The IgM antibody might be positive, but I don't think they're testing those. But IgG antibody, if it's been about a month. I'm hearing people are getting the antibody test twice, and they're differing results. So, you know, look, I'm here on this microphone with the blessings of you all and GCN Network and KDWN and everybody who's, you know, supported me. I'm here to try to give you guys the facts. And I've been telling you guys to get tested. I've been telling you that maybe we need the antibody test to help show some sort of immunity. And every time I say something, a week or two later in the news, it just completely debunks it. And then I feel like all I could do is come back on the air saying, looks like we don't know. Looks like we don't know. Looks like we can't trust this. Looks like we don't know what the hell is going on. And I don't want to say that. Okay, I'm a doctor. Doctors don't like to say we don't know what the hell is going on. Doctors don't want to do that. Like with Dr. Fauci. If Dr. Fauci got up there and said, look, guys, I don't know what the hell is going on. Okay, this is some crazy, crazy, crazy virus. All right, there is some stupid stuff. Coming out in terms of its predictability. And honestly, people, all right, you know, I am sitting here, you know, scratching my butt, wondering what the hell is going on with the rest of you. He would be my biggest fan. I would vote for him as president because that's honest. Just like any president, anybody who goes through a debate, presidential debate, and says, look, I don't know how to fix healthcare. Healthcare is an absolute mess. That's the guy I'm going to vote for, or lady I'm going to vote for, because they're right. Don't be blowing smoke up our butts. But people want smoke. People want to know about the mask. They don't want to, they want to know if the mask help or they don't help.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is calling on Congress to pass another massive coronavirus stimulus bill by the end of the month. Mnuchin telling a House hearing the next round of stimulus spending should be focused on businesses that have been the hardest hit by the ongoing coronavirus crisis. On Thursday, President Trump talked about deregulation and the things his administration has been doing to make it easier for businesses to compete in the United States. Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News President Trump has delivered on promise after promise.
I can tell you that there's one thing that I do know about this president. He has delivered on promise after promise after promise, not only from an economy, but from a foreign policy standpoint, from a draining the swamp standpoint. He continues to do that, and he's just as committed today as he was almost 4 years ago.
This is USA Radio News. As we continue in hurricane season, the head of FEMA has a message for everyone, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency assuring states that could be impacted by Atlantic hurricanes this year that there are plenty of available federal resources to help them should they get hit by a hurricane this summer. FEMA Administrator Pete Gaynor made the comments in one of those states, Mississippi, yesterday. He says dealing with a hurricane and the virus at the same time would be more complicated but not impossible.
Turning to politics, Democrat Jamal Bowman has defeated Congressman Elliot Engel in the New York primary, ousting the 16-term incumbent and chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee in an election that took nearly a month to resolve. Bowman ran to the left of Engel and argued that the Democrat incumbent lost touch with his congressional district. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you Jeopardy lovers out there, Alex Trebek says he's still staying strong. He's still doing well. Many of us have been kind of nervous about him after hearing the loss of Kelly Preston with breast cancer and Elvis's grandson dying of, self-inflicted, was suicide, was a gunshot wound. We've had some celebrity deaths. People have been kind of wondering, you know, how's everybody else doing who's been fighting cancer, like Olivia Newton-John, Shannon Doherty, Alex Trebek is fighting prostate cancer. He kind of gave everybody an update that he's doing okay. So, you know, still fighting strong. Pancreatic cancer is one hell of a son of a gun, sort of a cancer, and it's definitely not easy. And, you know, we see people such as Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who blessingly does well and you know, survives fantastically. And then we have others like Steve Jobs and Patrick Swayze, who Michael Landon, who unfortunately, you know, succumbed to it very, very quickly. So it's not a not a very easy fight. So prayers to him. Okay, so I love Lord of the Rings. And the Eye of Mordor, you guys remember, was that big eye. And you didn't want to wake up the eye. And every time you put on the ring, you know, to go invisible, the eye would like, oh, look at all the colors. You're like, no, guys. Yeah, I was younger when Lord of the Rings was on. I still was an adult when Lord of the Rings came out. But I was still, like, you know, all kind of scared. The Eye of Mordor scared me. And I still have that. In fact, even in my dreams, I have nightmares where I wake up the Eye of Mordor. And I just want to, like, stick a contact lens that's backwards in it sometimes. But with COVID, I use that analogy because I'm not very good with analogies, if you guys have noticed all these years. I really, really suck at it. But with that analogy of Lord of the Rings, all right, in order for them to, I forget the city of the walls where Mordor was in. Was it just called the City Mordor? Well, you guys will tell me. I'm sure some Lord of the Rings person will tell me what. Yeah, it was the City Mordor? Okay, good. Thanks, Brad. Mordor, yeah. So while Frodo and Samwise had to go and drop the ring in the fire with the kind of Sméagol guy, you know, trying to eat their eats, you know, and mess with them or whatever, the, you know, Viggo Mortensen, who's very, very sexy, and you could see his chest, and, you know, he looked like he really, really needed a shower, which I wouldn't mind helping him do. He had to lead the army with Legolas into the Mordor city. And they needed the Eye of Mordor reflected or deflected. They needed the Eye of Mordor distracted. So they had to, oh, actually, no. The Eye of Mordor had to be distracted so Frodo can throw the ring into the fire pit. So Viggo Mortensen had to distract. And I'm going to tell you, Viggo Mortensen is a big distractor. Look at this. I'm just thinking about him and I'm messing up this whole segment. I love Viggo. So good for Aragorn. He and Legolas did amazing and the dwarf and it was fantastic. Okay. And then Gandalf the Grey or White or whatever. My guess is Gandalf the Grey happened because Gandalf the White, Gandalf the White got a new hair dye. And they're like, look, you really look better without the streaks and the highlights, so we're going to now make you Gandalf the White. And it kind of did a Donald Trump, where instead of, you know, doing hair dye, now he just went white, you know, with his hair. So pretty sexy, I thought. I thought Gandalf the White was pretty sexy, but not as sexy as Viggo Mortensen. So COVID is now kind of playing around with the Eye of Mordor. So here we are, concentrating on COVID. Everything's about COVID. Okay, I've been telling you guys to get your hearts checked. I've been telling you to get your diabetes checked. Kids need to still go in and get their vaccines. Now, it's all about COVID. Everybody in this country is under the impression that if they go outside the house or if they go to a doctor's office or if they do anything else that's not COVID-related, it's bad. And it's anti-society and it's whatever. So right now, it's just all about COVID. I'm sick of it. I am so sick of talking about COVID. You guys are probably sick of it, too. It's just COVID this, COVID that, COVID this. Well, we're kind of in summer muggy season right now. Now, what are we supposed to be dealing with? Well, in the summer and the muggy season, we're supposed to be dealing with heat illness and, you know, some hurricanes and, you know, swim issues. And, you know, these are things that, unfortunately, we deal with. But a big issue we have are mosquitoes. Now, mosquitoes are very resilient, wily, smart little stinkers that like to carry disease. They do a suck-blow mechanism. So they land on you, they inject you, they blow a little anesthesia in you so you don't know you have a mosquito on you. I really like that anesthesia. I'd like to get some more of that because I could have definitely handled my surgeries a lot better with that sort of anesthesia. You want pain control. Let a whole bunch of mosquitoes jump on you. I don't know why nobody's studying that. So mosquitoes have an anesthetic, which is why you don't know mosquitoes on you. Then the mosquito can be on you long enough to feed. And it takes a good while, and it sucks up your blood. Okay, finds a nice juicy area, and, you know, even me and my crazy blood. You could always tell the mosquito that has mine, because it's I got a googly eye. Then it decides to go someplace else, go to another body, then it decides to get more eats. And then when, as it blows the anesthetic into somebody, it could actually blow some of the disease into another person. And then it sucks up more blood feed. And then it goes to somebody else. So mosquitoes are able to transmit a bunch of stuff from people to people by this suck-blow mechanism. And usually this time of year, we are monitoring these mosquitoes for some of the things that they're doing in the Northern Hemisphere. You know, in terms of their mating rituals, in terms of their disease spread, we're trying to capture them, trap them, figure out what they're doing. People aren't doing that. Also, what's big this time of year? Lyme and ticks. How much research, how much are we doing in terms of the tick population? We assume that everybody has it handled because everybody has jobs. But if your job had to be shuttered because it wasn't essential, science, it's been kind of touch and go how essential certain labs are in sciences. Plus, if you have somebody that says, sorry, I got exposed to COVID, I can't come in, my guess is they're not working at full staff either. So who's monitoring the ticks? Yeah, you know, we have this bubonic plague issue in Colorado. Do we have more bubonic plague? Who knows? People aren't watching it. In my neck of the woods, we tested some bats. We tested about 179 bats, found 7 of them had rabies. I'm sure if we tested more bats, we would have found more rabies. So we have, unfortunately, little things brewing that are just loving us and not being around. How many of you have seen more snakes and you know, animals, you know, start to kind of, you know, run around more on the trails? And yeah, because if humans are gone, animals are going to take over. Everyone's going to take over. Me and my husband went out of town. What do you think my 2 teenage boys did? All right? They acted like they did homework. I'm like, but you're out of school. It's summer. Well, one had summer classes. And they acted like they cleaned the place. I'm like, oh, really? You cleaned the place? Why did you have to clean the place? Were people over? Place looks the same to me, so I don't think they were cleaning. I don't really know what. All I know is that the vodka bottle seemed to be full, more full than it was when I left. So maybe they decided to increase the water content of it. I don't know what the hell happened. But when the parents are out to play, that's when the kids, or when the cat is out, the rats play, whatever the heck the saying is, that is what we think is going on. Then what else are we seeing? Well, we're seeing more fraud. Okay, people are so busy looking at COVID and so busy trying to figure out that they're not sending PPP money. We're hearing that some guy out of L.A. got money, right, small business loan money, and he decided to gamble it in Las Vegas. Now, I don't know where he went because most of our casinos were closed for a long period of time. When they did open, you know, I really don't think a lot of people, you know, gambled, but maybe this guy got in, and he apparently gambled buku bucks from the PPP loan. So the point I'm trying to make is don't let your guard down. Now, even if you're not a government official, don't let your guard down. You know, I mean, we're hearing that a lot of people people got their, you know, nails done or hair done at home, things like that. Well, that's an industry that's huge right now. There's all these kind of bootleg industries going on because that's what people want. People don't want to go outside. You know, they kind of like having a hairdresser come to their home or nails come to their home. So there's a lot of different things going on. There's this whole different world going on. And I think we need to kind of, yeah, while we're addressing COVID, kind of go back to, all right, we're going to make sure we don't see fraud. We're going to make sure we don't see, you know, we're still setting our mosquitoes and our ticks and the other stuff. And get vaccinated. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we do have some breaking news. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has said that her pancreatic cancer has returned and she is currently undergoing chemotherapy. That's something that we kind of suspected. I had a family member who had died of cancer that had kind of hidden out in the bile ducts, connecting the liver to the pancreas. And so we were kind of concerned when she was having a repeated infection there that maybe it's because there's a tumor. But, of course, I don't want to spread rumors on air, so it was a concern that we kind of held kind of, you know, close until we knew more information. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 87 years old. She really is a trooper in terms of battling as many cancers as she had, colon cancer, cancer that went to the lungs. But she said she has no plans of stepping down. It's, people want her to step down, so there could be a new Supreme Court justice, but Donald Trump, unfortunately, would not be able to, if, God forbid, that happened with her, with where she, unfortunately, was not able to hold her post, Donald Trump would not be able to, I don't think, appoint one and get it approved in so short a time. I think there was a point and overturn, and that line is passed. If he does win the election, then he will be able to nominate a new Supreme Court justice if she steps down. So the 87-year-old released a statement detailing her illness after spending 3 days in the hospital this week. She said she had been treated for the recurrence of lesions on her liver. Now, these aren't liver cancer. This is metastatic disease that went to the liver. It was diagnosed by a scan in February, which was followed by a biopsy, and she had been treated last August for a tumor on her pancreas. She is the oldest member of the court. She said, I have often said I would remain a member of the court as long as I could do the job full steam. I remain fully able to do that. In her statement, she said, on May 19th, I began a course of chemotherapy, gemcitabine, to treat a recurrence of cancer. A periodic scan in February, followed by a biopsy, revealed lesions on my liver. My recent hospitalizations to remove gallstones and treat an infection were unrelated to this recurrence. Immunotherapy first essayed prove unsuccessful. So I think they meant the first blast of immunotherapy proved unsuccessful. The chemotherapy, however, was yielding positive results. She said, satisfied that my treatment course is now clear, I am providing this information. My most recent scan on July 7th indicated significant reduction of the liver lesions and no new disease. She goes, I'm tolerating chemotherapy well, and I'm encouraged by the success of my current treatment. She says, I will continue biweekly chemo to keep my cancer at bay, and I'm able to maintain an active daily routine throughout. I have kept up with opinion writing and all other court work. So last year, the Supreme Court had announced she had recently completed 3 weeks of focused radiation treatment to ablate a tumor found in her pancreas. She reported that she was cancer-free in January. In May, then she had non-surgical treatment for a gallstone that caused an infection. Of course, we wondered if that was cancer-related, but the statement we got was it had to do with the gallstone. So Ginsburg has been discharged from the hospital after receiving some IV antibiotics, and she is home and doing well. The other thing, too, is, I was curious as to why they would keep her in the hospital. A lot of times with IV antibiotics, once they're stable, they could do that at home. So you could have a home health nurse. Thank God for the nurses out there. They could come to the house, change out the IV and the treatment, and, you know, you can basically build your house as like a little hospital ward as long as you have monitors and somebody watching you. This way it keeps her away from COVID. So I was kind of surprised that they were going to keep her in the hospital for IV antibiotics, but I assume that the situation might have been more touch and go. Again, I can't say anything when we're only given the statement because I might give my opinion, but I want to be very, very careful about spreading rumors. So I apologize if I didn't tell you guys what I was thinking. It's just I wasn't supposed to, you know, like I said, guess. So she did have a procedure at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore to clean out the bile duct stent that was placed last August when she was treated for the cancerous tumor of her pancreas. So she is still fighting this, and we'll keep you guys posted on what happens there. Now, a lot of discussion on the Tokyo Olympics. So doesn't look like Tokyo 2020 is happening. In order for Tokyo 2020 originally to be able to still be Tokyo 2020, it just had to be within the 2020 year. Well, rules get to be changed now, you know, because of COVID. And so it appears more and more that it's going to be, they're going to start next year on July 23rd. So the Tokyo 2020 will end up being Tokyo 2021. And whether they're going to keep the 2020 name or if they're going to, my guess is they'll allow Tokyo 2020 maybe to keep a lot. I mean, they spent a lot of money on Tokyo 2020 signage. So I don't know if they're going to change it because, you know, but, yeah, anything you thought that, you know, would never, you know, is always kind of steadfast, you know, like elections every 4 years and Olympics, summer games every two and winter games every other. And no, it all changed with COVID. So Tokyo organizers today told a plenary session of the International Olympic Committee that agreements have been reached with venue operators to use all 43 sites across Japan, including the Tokyo International Exhibition Center. The Harumi Flag Complex, where several units have already been sold as condos, have all been secured as Olympic and Paralympic Village. So all these venues are being reserved. No one's using them. It's costing millions, if not billions. Summer Games are planned to start July 23rd. Paralympic Games for August 24th. So Tokyo 2020 CEO Toshiro Muto said the overall schedule remains the same, so athletes working towards the Games can now make concrete plans. I don't know. People ask, what do I think about next summer? I'm hoping we have vaccine, and I'm sure we're going to have a grip on this by next summer. What I don't think we're going to have a grip on is I don't think people are going to want to be around other people. I think people are not going to like crowds. I don't think we will ever, you know, stop a lot of the sanitary changes we've been doing. You know, with like, you know, spraying down things and having hand sanitizers and social distancing and masks. I don't think a lot of that's going to go away. And I think flu season goes from end of October to May. So if people continue the same habits of we're going to social distance and mask and we're not going to go out and we're not going to, this can go on a long time. In June, the IOC and Tokyo organizers shared the roadmap for next year's games. They're going to wait until they were going to wait until the fall before deciding on coronavirus countermeasures. But Tokyo 2020 will still have, you know, fans and things like that. But they are going to have to start refunding some of the tickets. They said ticket holders unable to attend the games next year can begin requesting funds in the fall. Previously, Olympic tickets were non-refundable. The refunds will be a significant loss for the organizing committee, still facing unknown costs. Remember we talked about how getting to be the Olympic city has its pros and cons. You know, being Salt Lake City or being Atlanta or being Tokyo or Sochi or, you know, it does have its, you know, merits. There's a lot of, you know, highlighting news relating, you know, around what you have and a lot of, you know, it'll spark tourism. But from what I hear, after the Olympics, it's like a ghost town. A lot of money's lost. And it's a lot of times a mess. I don't know if Rio recovered from the Olympics. Now, Beijing, supposed to be the 2022 Winter Games. They might fall victim to the pandemic. They said if there's no vaccine and countries are unable to contain the pandemic, that has thus far killed over, 500,000-600,000 people. The IOC, allegedly, the IOC might have to postpone or cancel Tokyo, and then that might knock out the Beijing Games. The Beijing Games are supposed to start February 4th, 2022. That would end up being 6 months after the Tokyo Games. Now, there is Olympic fatigue. A lot of times after the Olympics, people are done. 2 years is kind of a nice time in between Olympics. I love sports, so I don't fatigue, but a lot of people, there is fatigue. So they might have a bunch of issues themselves. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.